Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We are back now with Todd Pyro. Of course, he is the anchor on Fox and Friends First. Todd, did I see, are you live at Columbia University?
No, I'm not live. Basically, they had me stand in front of the camera because they wanted to take me for a hit, but there was other hits that were happening at Columbia and other universities, so they went with all those people, and basically, I couldn't do my hit with you because I had to stand by for TV. Again, I always make this point. They pay me, so when they need me to stand by, I have to do what they tell me to do.
The check for you from us is in the mail, Todd.
Yeah, exactly. Kim, I'll do whatever you need. And I apologize. I didn't know that you were hosting today. I should have read that tweet. So I texted Mark Cox, and so he's going to get a text that I'm not available.
Oh, he got it. He got it in Italy and texted me, Todd.
Oh, buongiorno. So I apologize for the speed of this hit. I felt like the introduction is going to take up all my time. But yeah, there's chaos on our streets. And the reason this is happening is point blank. If you don't have leadership, then and you don't use that leadership to instill law and basically say, we are going to enforce the law, you have the situations you have right now. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, Columbia, they're basically invading a building and it's illegal. And they're doing this in other places. Until we nip this in the bud, we're going to see this all over. I'm looking right now. It's University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. See a shot from there. We went to Griffin George W., you know?
Yeah, I just saw a clip on Fox News about some Jewish UCLA student who was blocked from entering a campus building.
Right.
I mean, when Jewish students don't even feel safe to be on their own college campus, that's a problem. When people are yelling death to Israel, that's a problem.
Right. And Kim, I walked that part of UCLA's campus like thousands of times, like hundreds of times, I don't know, when I was out there. So, and I never thought in my lifetime or ever, you know, that you'd see a fellow student being blocked by other students.
Yeah.
So they want a mic check. And my, hey guys, it's not doing a mic check for Varney. So you guys are really getting brought into the how the sausage.
Nice mic check. Do we have time for one more thing I wanted to bring up?
Sure, try.
Okay, October 7th exhibit. You went somewhere and were walking around on social media. Tell me about that, because it was really interesting.
In a word, haunting, and I use that word on air, to actually see the cars that were burned. These aren't replicas. You know, this isn't a museum-like where you have replicas. These are the actual things. And to see the porta-potties with the bullet holes in them. And people fled in there hoping that they'd be saved. And you can see where the terrorists shot into the plastic porta-potty, obviously. That plastic isn't stopping any bullets. It was in the lower area where if you were in one of these things and you were cowering, your head would be. So if you had any question as to the sickness of these individuals, that'll tell you.
They need to, all those people who are out there protesting at these college campuses need to walk into that room at that exhibit and look at every single face of the person who was brutally killed on October 7th in Israel.
Total agreement.
Yeah.
I do have to run.
Okay.
Thank you for fitting
Thanks
me in.
Thanks for giving us some time, Todd.
Have a great week.
Thank
no
you.
Problem.
You too. Yeah, it was really interesting. It was on Instagram, I think. And so he's going around and he's showing a burned out vehicle because remember, they were at that music festival. And so a lot of vehicles were burned out. And he was just talking about the porta potties where you can see, I mean, upwards of like 10 plus bullet holes. And you just imagine being in there. People, I'm sure, ran in there trying to hide. And it's not like it's going to prevent a bullet from coming through, but it's like, you just, it brings you to that moment and imagining how terrifying that was. And all these people who are out protesting seem to have forgotten what happened, or they remember it and they just somehow think that was justified. I do not understand.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.